delighted to get a hat-trick tonight, Peter.
Yeah, it's always nice to score goals, sort of come into the game. I think quite a few people would expect us to sort of end up with a result like that, but it doesn't happen like that in football. You have to work for it, and I think we worked hard tonight and got our rewards tonight.
They were all 40-yard screamers, every one of them, weren't
they? That's right, Andy. That's like all of my goals are all 40-yard screamers. No, to be honest, they're all pretty much... the finishes weren't really difficult. It's sort of, as a striker, you just try to gamble and get in the right areas. And tonight, you know, I've gambled at times. And for me, it's fortunate enough the balls have dropped in where I've gone. But, you know, some of the play for the goals was very good. Obviously, the first goal, I think, was a good cross. I'm not sure who crossed. It might have been Ross Clark. But the back post and Higgs got a header on it. It's bobbled around a 6-yard box, and it's pretty much a tap-in. Second one, obviously, Kirk's done really well. Put it, you know, gambled. He's going to go sort of deep of it. Keepers got a little touch on, just have to watch and guide it. And the third one, Burns made a great run into the box and slid a ball across. And again, you can't really, once you get there, you can't miss.
They all count the same though in the statistical book, don't they?
Absolutely. Like as a striker, I don't care how they're going. Really, I'm not really interested in that. I'm interested in is scoring goals to help the team be successful, playing my part in the team. And the night, you know, I'm happy with that, and happy to get actually 90 minutes. You know, I think quite a few of us maybe haven't played that many games recently, so it was a good opportunity to bring people in, freshen up, obviously with sort of a lot of games coming up, freshen up and bring people in and rotate a little bit and get people game time.
We're the holders, so we want to defend this trophy, don't we?
When you got any trophy, you don't want to give it up easily, so this was the one trophy we won last year, so ultimately we want to win this and hopefully go on and win some more.
Great response to a disappointing result on Saturday, wasn't it?
I think it was a good thing us having a game midweek, to be honest. Sometimes it can be the best thing to go out there and get back out sort of and try to put things sort of not necessarily right. You know, once the results go on, it's gone, but you have to move on, but sort of start doing things and trying to maybe correct some of the mistakes that we made at the weekend and trying to look forward to, you know, the next games. But, you know, it's all about not being too down. Once we get a defeat, I think that was good tonight. Nobody let their heads drop from the weekend or get too disappointed or, you know, lose confidence in themselves, and we're going to need that this season.
Big game on Saturday away, Ballinamallard.
Yeah, difficult place to go. It's always sort of tricky going down there. They, be fair to them, good surface. They try to play football too, so hopefully we can go down there and hopefully it can be a decent game. But the most important thing is the 3 points.
Enjoy the match ball you're taking home tonight, and all the best for Saturday.
Cheers, thanks very much, Andy.